Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I want to talk about that New York team that is invading our territory tonight. Mets are in town. Spencer Schwellenbach going up against David Peterson. Tough series, but we need this win. Are we going to get it? Predictions?
Ooh, golly. I don't know about that. Calm down, Allie.
Well, this is where Dylan should play the drop. blank everything New York from me.
Yeah.
I said this when me and Abe were doing that show, and Mike, you were out on vacation. You were at Disney World, or is it Land?
Disney World.
World. That's World's yeah. in Florida, Land's in Cali.
Correct.
I said that regardless of Spencer Strider coming back, that Spencer Schwellenbach is the best pitcher on the Braves. Now, Chris Sale has since really turned it on, and he's been the best pitcher for the last month and a half of this season. But I think Spencer Schwellenbach has the best stuff going forward. He can hit 100 if he needs to. He's got 6 pitches he uses close to equally. I love this matchup. I don't think that the Mets have seen Spencer Schwellenbach in a while and not this matured version that he's kind of – and he is due what he had. He's like every other game. He's dominant, right? Yep. And I don't think he was as dominant as last outing. Wait, when was his last outing? It wasn't that Brewers game, was it? Oh, it
Spencer?
Was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah. That was only a week ago. well, it might be the 6-inning three run, but nah, screw it. He's dominant, and I think he's going to go out there, and I think he can mow some of these hitters. He'll strike Alonso out 3 times tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's true. but I'm very
Ostradamus.
The question is what bats show up?
Yeah,
the ones that allowed a guy that hadn't made a start in over a year, basically hold them to no runs.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me too is the fact this is a home game, and I know that we don't probably underscore this quite enough. The Braves are a lot better at home than they are on the road. We've mentioned a couple times they're, you know, 0 for California or whatever you want to say. They've been abysmal on the road multiple times this year. When you like their away record on the road is 12-24. Home record 19-15. All right, so they're much better at home. I like the fact that this series is going to be in Atlanta. Hopefully, and I know they will, people will show up to Truist Park and kind of bring that energy. This team will feed off of that. There is not a, like I mentioned yesterday, the Sunday scaries coming out of this series. These are all night matchups. This is where the Braves should shine. They've got 3 quality starters going, and I think it's imperative that they win at least 2 of 3. I think it's imperative. Like, I think if you're going to make any noise or show any signs of life, guys, we kept saying at some point, and we keep saying at some point, and we talk about the back of the baseball card, and these guys are going to come around. Guess what? It's June 17th. The All-Star game is in 3-4 weeks. Right? It has to happen now.
And it's not about the division. So anybody wants to tell you, well, they're this many games out of the division, it has nothing to do with the division.
I agree. They won the division 2 years ago. It didn't do anything for you.
Well, yeah, but you need to be within 3 games, 4 games, maybe, of the final wild card spot. That's where you're playing for. You're playing for the wild card. You're not playing for the division. If you were to get close in the division race, that's kind of like the icing on top or whatever. You're playing for the wild card. That's where you're at. You're a below 500 team. You're 8 games below 500, and you're 7.5 out of the wild card, the final spot, which the Padres own, which you have lost 5 of 6 to, I think. Or no, 6 of 7. That's where you need. That's where you have to get to, and you don't know who will be there at that point in time. It could be the Giants, it could be quite a few teams. But you're playing for the wild card. So you go win 2 of 3, then you go win 2 of 3. Then it's the Marlins next. So then you got to sweep the Marlins. I think you need to sweep the Marlins, win 2 of 3 for the Mets, win 2 of 3 for the Phillies, and then you've lost 3 or 4 games in that 13-game stretch, and you're feeling great about yourself. You're like 9-4 or something like that, 8-5. You'd be feeling great about yourself if you did that.
If they go 10-3, they'll be one game under 500. So that's what we.
That's a lot, though.
It is a lot. It's a big ask, but I feel like when they're up against a good team, they lock in just a little bit more than when they're playing like the Pirates or the Rockies. They always lock in when you're thinking, oh gosh, they've got the Mets tonight. They play well.
I agree. And that was one of my frustrations coming off the Sunday game. I'm not going to revisit this conversation, but I just feel like that we should have put more emphasis on that Sunday game. And I feel like we kind of played like it was just, you know what I mean? And it was a missed opportunity for me to go out and get a 3-game sweep. To your point about being 10-3, you get a 3-game sweep, that helps a lot going in that direction. Instead, it's just 2 out of 3 from the worst team in Major League Baseball history.
And we never argued of the how they played. It was the reason why. And I refuse to believe it was because they moved Sell back now two days of a start, which is what they're doing. And they've don't forget, they've moved Strider up a day. Now, it's still going to be – it's going to be 5 days rest. It's not that, but they – he was originally scheduled to go on Friday, and Elder was scheduled to go on that Thursday game, and they've moved Elder back one, which could help Bryce maybe. Some guys, remember last year when Freed complained about 6 days rest, but Sell was like, "I love it," and so that and you've gotten a couple of days off. You got Thursday off last week, and now you got Monday off this week, so. You've gotten the chance to kind of reset how your rotation goes, and I think that's part of it, too. I think that was as much a part of it as saying, well, we want these guys to start the Mets, but you also want your rotation to look a certain way. And now they've got 1-2-3 back to some semblance of what 1-2-3 in the reality should look like.
Yeah, you're seven and a half games back right now of a wild card spot. And
yeah.
That's
what I was saying.
Again, you have to throw that thing into overdrive. If you're going to make noise,
get it to 3 or 4. Now. Do you not agree 3 or 4 would be the number for the All-Star break, or are you think it needs to be even closer?
I would say it needs to be even closer, and that's only because of taking the temperature of the team. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if we all of a sudden don't go on a heater in the next 4 weeks, then I have genuine questions about what the end of the season even looks like, because I know that they've shown the ability to get really, really hot in August. I don't think with the ability of a lot of the other teams and the way some of these other teams look, I don't think they're going to have that luxury this year.
The Padres are in the last spot at 39-32. You're sitting at 31-39. If you're within 3 to 4 games of them, that means you have done. You maybe did go 10-3, or you went 9-4, or something like that. You've won games because the Padres. I mean, they're in a 4-6 span right now, but they've been a pretty good team this year. They've been. I mean, they started out 4-0, right? I mean,
that's true.
Saw that one.
Yeah, we spotted them that. But
yeah. Well, first pitch tonight is at 7:15. Now, changing lanes over to the NBA Finals. Last night, the Thunder did pull ahead in the NBA Finals over the Pacers. Jalen Williams, I mean, he just had such a good game. He got 40 points for the Thunder. SGA added 31. Final score was 120-109.
I got to give Indiana credit, because multiple times watching this game last night, did I think OKC put a dagger in them. I was like, oh, it's over with. Haliburton obviously dealing with the calf. He's back and forth in the locker room. He's mostly a decoy offensively. And when you looked at their ability to just hang around, they made it. You know, they got within 2 points in the fourth quarter. 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, they're within 2 points. And then obviously OKC pulls back away. But I just got to give them a ton of credit and the grit they played with last night, without their best player being full strength in an NBA Finals game that meant a ton.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ton.
Yeah, and the Thunder jumped all over them early in this game. Thunder hit 7 of their first 9 shots, which helped them get out to a 32-point first quarter. And, you know, they led by 10 after the first. SGA continues to do what he does. Jalen Williams did step up. The funniest thing I saw about the finals last night is I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what he posts, so don't come at me. All I know is it popped up on my timeline. this guy named Carlos Hoosier, and he wrote, if Miles Turner and Chet Holmgren were playing 101 in my backyard, I'd close the curtains. And that is quite possibly one of the funniest things I have ever read about it. I really hate this for Halliburton having to deal with this calf injury in the biggest spot of his career. He has been nothing short of spectacular in the playoffs, but he has not been great in the finals. I'm sure that the calf muscle has been a part of that. Obviously was last night. He was 0-for from the field. His 4 points came off free throws. He still contributed, but they can't win this series with a hobbled Tyrese Halliburton. I fear this could be the it. I think Dylan could be right. He said it would go 6 and it would be Thunder. I do hope that the Pacers can find a way to pull one out at home and get this back to a game 7 because, look, game 7's better for everyone, including the world of sports.
Yeah. It just, to me, this feels like a perfect storm of OKC ending this in 6. You put it perfectly, Bo. Halliburton with that calf injury, he was good at facilitating. He was good at limiting his turnovers, but he was just not nearly aggressive enough. I just think because he couldn't be. He only took 6 shots last night, and I think part of that reason is because he was hobbled by that injury. So if he can't be his aggressive self when he needs to be, you're going to need a out-of-body effort from a guy like a Benedict Mathurin again, or you're going to need like a 20-plus point performance from a TJ McConnell. And I'm just – You can't guarantee you're going to get that. Yes, you'll be back home in Indiana. Yes, role players, you tend to play better at home. But still, this just feels like OKC smells blood in the water, and they're not gonna let their food get away. They're not going to play with their food.
Well, Game 6 happens Thursday night, 8:30 on ABC. And coming up, it is Top 5 Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
Dylan is taking over again.
Here we go.
Oh,
Dylan,
no.
What you got for
I'm
us?
I'm hyped, baby. All right, so this time, I'm going old Steak Shapiro. I'm going the food route with it.
Whoa.
Top 5 major fast food chain desserts.
Oh.
And I guarantee you, y'all are going to be thanking me at the end of this list because I got one in my top 5 that I know nobody has in their top 5.
Wow.
That's coming up next.
That sounds
a lot
controversial.
Of pressure, bro.
That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.